You may be seated. I told you we have 15 points. And when we finish, we've closed. All right? So, how many points do you have so far? Only four. Number one is what? Attempt what? Attempt what? Attempt to fulfill the great prophecy given by Jesus. Number two. Attempt to love God. Amen. Amen. Number three. Many people. Attempt to show compassion to many people. Number four. Attempt to have a great supper. Isn't it? Yes. Now, number five. Attempt to plant a great seed. Luke 13 verse 18. Attempt to plant a great seed. Every one of these attempts is a great thing. Attempt to love God, because that's the great commandment. So attempting to love God is attempting the great commandment. So attempt the great commandment, isn't it? Attempt greater works by the great prophecy of Jesus Christ. And then attempt to have a great supper. Now attempt to plant a great seed to give a great tree. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of a mustard seed. Hello? It's like a grain of a mustard seed. Okay, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Amen. Amen. Now, how many want to attempt to plant a great tree? And have a great tree. So one day, somebody will look at the great tree and say, wow, this man planted it. And that's what's happened with Pastor Peter, who was here, planted a great tree. And the tree is growing into the islands. And it's powerful. So, in your life, you must attempt to plant some great seeds. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
You must attempt to plant some great seeds, to have some great trees. And the greatest tree that you can plant is the tree that comes from the mustard seed. Our church is even called Mustard Seed. Yes. So, planting a mustard seed will give rise to a great tree, which is a great accomplishment. To plant a great seed and have a great tree. Okay, it says, it is waxed a great tree. Great tree. So if you with your life are able to plant this great tree, you've done a great thing. Okay? So, I'm telling you these things because the theme for our camp is attempt great things. And so one of the great things you must attempt is to put up these great trees. The other wants to make a great supper, which has its problems. And then this is now the tree. Now this has to do with planting. And planting has to do with planting seeds. Okay? Now, let us start with planting churches. You see, a church is a plant that can grow. You see, when it is started in Matthew 13, let's look at the same story in Matthew 13. Look for it there. Matthew 13. Try from 31. Yeah, correct. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, okay, which a man took and sowed it in his field. Verse 32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs. All right? So that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now let us start with the planting. Let us start with the planting of a church. And I think the good example, don't think I am making too much of Pastor Peter's effort. No, I want to say that because I know sometimes people feel you are mentioning names too much or giving too much credit, you know. But actually, if you have such a thought, you must have an evil spirit in you or something. This is what I feel. Yes. I feel there's something negative about you. Because we wouldn't be here. This is all. We wouldn't be here at all. I mean, that's all. Yeah. that's the bottom line. We wouldn't be here at all. Yes. Not being a pastor, you'd be nothing. Nobody know you. You'd be nowhere. And all those that came out of this one that came out, those who even didn't know the person who came here, we didn't know you. I mean, we the first people we didn't know, and then you. I mean, you would not even be known. That's the reality. So, please don't be irritated when I give credit to people. I don't want you to be upset because I don't want you to have an evil spirit. Right? Now, when a church is planted, the seed of a church is planted, the Bible says it is the least of all seeds. It looks like nothing. But when it is grown. Now, this church, when it is grown, you'll be shocked. You know, even our little camp that we are having here, I'm sure you saw me taking a little video. I sent it to one or two people. And hey, wow, Australia, hey. Really? The church has really grown. You see, that's how churches are. You see it, it's like nothing. And then after some time, when you see it again, you say, hey, is this, what is happening? So that is how things that are planted are. And when you plant it, you see, the reason why it's a great thing to plant a seed is because when you plant it, it is very small. It looks like nothing. So you need faith to believe that you are doing something. And you can easily despise yourself. You can despise yourself. And then others will despise you. You know, when I first started the church, the church was upstairs in the corridor. And there was another brother, pastor, who had a church downstairs. Because the building had downstairs and upstairs. And then downstairs was where there was an auditorium. A type of auditorium is like a mega classroom. That we call an auditorium. Then I met the pastor. So I was the pastor of the church upstairs. A student pastor. All my members were students. Nobody has a car. Nobody has a wife. Everybody had no problems. Do you understand? We're just students. Are you understanding? Now this brother was a more mature person who was from town. We were students. So one day I met him and he asked, how is the fellowship? You see, we all had churches there, but he called my church a fellowship. So what does it mean? It means that he didn't really respect our church. That's how the church is. You wouldn't think much of it when it's beginning. But one day, this church, Masters, will be one of the biggest denominations in Papua New Guinea. Oh, yes. You can write it somewhere. You can write it somewhere. Yeah. You can write it somewhere. So, when it's starting, you think it's just something. But you'll be amazed when it grows. And that's how the kingdom of God is. And so, if you can't do anything in this world, and you can plant a seed of a church, You've done a great thing. Attempt great things. Because it's a great tree. I mean, I didn't say it's a great tree. Jesus said it's a great tree. What do you think? Yeah. So, attempting great things for God includes planting of great seeds. Not necessarily that the seed is going to grow whilst you are around, but it's going to grow without you or with you. If you see, wonderful. If you don't see, wonderful. It's going to grow. So you must be involved in planting churches. Now your life is going to go so fast, you'll be amazed when you're older. And you'll say, wow. I got the call of God, but I didn't want to go that far. Today, God is calling everybody here to plant a seed. And you've got to go as far as God is calling you to go. You must go far, all the way. And let's plant churches. I gave you 20 islands. And within these islands, even on the PNG island, I think you have Indonesia also. There, and then Indonesia is also hanging around. Yes. Urinjaya. Irianjaya. Yeah. It's also there waiting. So we must plant churches. Now, who is going to plant the church? Angels? Going to come from heaven to plant churches? No way. You are going to have to be the one planting the church. This church. Amen. This church. Amen. Yes. And we must establish the church here and plant it. And so you must be involved in the planting, the starting. Don't be afraid to be involved in the start. You know, I'm so glad that some churches I started myself. You know, I went to New York, started a church in America myself. I went, rented a room, Manhattan. You know those tall buildings like that? World Trade Center, the one which was bombed, the Twin Towers, one of those towers, not that, those two, but nearby, very near. And went up there, high up in the sky. We got a little room there. And I went and I gathered a few people that I knew, like 5 or 6 people. And then I stood there on Sunday. I want, you know, 5 of these children, come. 5 chairs, 2 boys and 3 girls with your chairs. Come. And arrange on the stage. Okay, 6, fine, it's fine. Let her come. Come and sit here. Here. Arrange here. Face me. Face me here. Arrange there. We are forming a church. Arrange, no. 2, 2, 3. No. Rows. Row. Second row. Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's my church. And I came all the way from Ghana. I arrived in America. And I had a little pulpit. Amen.
Amen.
Is it not exciting? Yeah. Yes. And I said, it is a great thing that we are here. And I have an important message. Six people. I can remember their names. 1, 2, 3. Dr. Nosh and his wife, Makwele, and 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I know them. And I preach, and my message was 7 reasons why Lighthouse Chapel must be in America. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Number 1. And then you didn't bring your notebooks. Is it not amazing?
It's amazing.
Is it not fantastic?
It's fantastic.
Is it not wonderful?
It's wonderful.
Is it not supernatural?
It's supernatural.
Yeah. And this few people, right, have grown up to be thousands of people today. Yeah. Capable of producing many great blessings. Yes. Now, you see, this faith to stand there and say 7 reasons why Lighthouse Chapel International must be in America. You see, is what God is saying to you. Try to. So what I did was a great thing. Yes. I attempted. No, I'd never been to America before. No, I'd never been there before. Stepped there for the first time. My friend, you know, he was my roommate at a point in medical school. I said, hey, no, I want to start a church. Hey, come, man. He had a car with 2 doors. You know, the car should have had 4 doors, but it had 2 doors. And he had a house with 1 room. So he slept in the room and I slept in the basement of the house. I had a basement without windows. So he put me in the basement. Well, it was so good. I didn't notice it had no windows. It was when I was preaching that I remembered that it had no windows. Yes. And we went everywhere together. We went to look for people. He would drive, and I'd sit by him, and we'd go, let's go here. Fine, he didn't know the way to anywhere. And in America, the signs are different from England. Yeah. You know, in England, the sign would tell you Birmingham, yeah. 20 miles. In America, the town would say 412, and you must go. Follow 412. And then it keeps going, exit 21, exit 24, exit 7A, 7B, 7C, exit 4A, 4B. You don't know where you are going. Everywhere is north or south. Hey. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. So, it was my attempt. I was amazed at the country. Wow. He took me to a bridge called the Verrazano Bridge. You cross, it's so long over the sea. So long that it takes into account the curvature of the earth. It's curved. Yeah. We drove. I said, wow, what is this? I've not seen such things before. Yeah. And there I was to start it. I was wondering, who will ever come to this church in the story building, far up in the lift, to a little room somewhere, in one of the many. You see, the towers in Manhattan, they are like like how you have grass on a field. Plenty. How will anybody know where to come? But we started. We tried. We tried. We attempted. Yes. To plant a seed. And I'm glad. So I did a great thing by planting a small seed. So God has brought us this far because he wants us to see the effect of someone doing a great thing, which is just this little group. Something small. And it starts. Rarely have we started a church that had to close. Some of the attempt, when you say attempt, sometimes it doesn't work. Like we started a church in Paris. We started it twice. Each time, start for some time, then we start to stop. Start for some time, we had to stop. But now, we started the third time. This time it's working. Yeah. But we tried. Hey, sometimes God sends you to do things that won't work. And that's why if God was sending me to, why would God? God sends people sometimes just he wants to see if they will obey him. Even me, I tell people to do things just to see whether they will obey me. There are times I want to see whether somebody will obey. I tell the person, do this. It's not for anything. I want to see if the person will do it. I say, do this, do this. Really? I say, yeah, do it. Let me see. God sends you to do things that he knows will not work. God sent Moses, go and tell Pharaoh to let you go. But he said, but he will not let you go. It won't work, but go and say it. Almost 10 times. Each time, so it will not work. But go. Go, I'm sending it will not work, but go. It will not be successful. No one will be set to no freedom. You go. Go and ask for freedom. It will not work. There will be no freedom after you go. But he's sending you anyway. Huh? He said, when you go and they don't receive you, you shake your dust. So shake the dust off your feet. So he knew that some of the places will not work. And you have to shake the dust off your feet. And some of the missions will not work. Yeah. But that's why he says, attempt great things. A very great thing you can ever do is to plant a church. It's the one of the greatest things you can. You see, I honor, thank God for Pastor, what did they call you here? Chris. Pastor Chris. I thank God for Pastor Chris and all these other pastors. But I honor Pastor Peter more than all of them. I mean, I thank God. Congratulate the nearest pastor. Say, congratulate you. I honor you and so on. But truthfully, and I don't want you to be upset when I say this, that I honor Pastor Peter more than all of you who are called pastors. Yes. You see, the one who stands with the little group there, that's the main person. Because this is the one that takes more faith, more obedience, more diligence, more love, more trust, more humility than anyone else is to do this. Yeah. I thank God for all of you. I'm not like don't appreciate you or you know, but I honor him more than I honor you. Yeah. Yes. Nobody can. We had not even one person here. So I want you to do the same for every single island. I want to know that one of my children, one of my sons, and one of my daughters, and one of the people that are given to me by the Lord has gone to every single island that we've mentioned here to attempt great things for God and to plant a church and to plant a seed of something. Wow! Huh? You know, I find you some way when you don't go. I find you somewhere. You know, just sit. Go out. You know something? I tell you, all the great, many of the great, one of the greatest things we've ever had is people that were sent. Not all of them went happily. Sometimes many did not go happily, but many went happily. They went anyway. Yeah, some within the church, sometimes we have to transfer people. So it's a type of sending. It's like unwilling sending, but you have to go. You get it? But if I look at the church, most of the great moves came by sending people away from established things to nothing. Yes. For instance, we were in the UK. We had a church in England. And there were two pastors there. Bishop Richard, can you stand please? And then Bishop Joel. Yeah. The two of them were there. Then I asked Joel, go to America. He didn't want to go. You know, but in the end, I prevailed on him to go. And he went. You know, without it, there would be no church in America. Yeah. And go to Australia. And go here. And go here. And go there. It's like attempt. You see, the Bible says, a certain man took a seed, very small, and planted it in the ground. That was a great thing. Because it became a great tree. And if he hadn't done it, there would be nothing for anybody. Yeah. So all of us here, don't become so happy where you are. Rather decide, I'm going to be the person who's going to be sent. Now, I'll tell you something. You know, people whom we send, you'd be surprised how useful and how great they can become. Some of you don't know what potential you have till you go. It's like girls. You know, sometimes when a girl lives on her own, you visit her, you realize that her house is stone cold. It's no food. True or not true?
True.
Girls, isn't it? Yes. No, but usually, hello?
Hi.
When they marry, then you start to see they can cook, or the cook comes out, the cooking comes out. Because there was nobody to cook for. And they cook for themselves, and it's like, who's going to eat it with me, you know? So it's like, hey, man, let me go and buy food and eat. But when there's somebody to cook for, then you suddenly see their culinary skills come out and come forth. Kay la ba sha ka la ba. So some of you, I tell you, the day you go out there on the field, you'll be shocked when you see how you preach, how you can talk, how you can convince. But you just sit there, do nothing. No, God forbid. Any man who has had a number of girlfriends must be able to witness. Yes. I'll say it again. I say any man who has had a number of girlfriends must be able to witness. Why? Because you are able to convince one girl after the other. You rap her. Hey! Convince her to give herself to you. And she gives herself to you. Night after night. Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, have you had a number of girlfriends? One or 200. All right. Shh. How many of you are going to use your skills to plant a church? All right. So rise up with humility and allow you. So you are the seed. You plant yourself. You plant yourself in humility. In a new country, in a new island, people think you are mad. You have to witness to children. Most of the people who are going to follow us will be children. Well, when you start, you see, although you see the children like this, but you actually children. Let me just start checking. You know, Paul, how old were you when Pastor Peter came here? 15 years old.
About 15 years old, yeah.
And Louisa, you are.
I was 15 as well when I came.
Yeah, 15 years old. So you see, these are the members. I remember, you know, I all the years I've been coming, these few people, Pastor Paul, Louisa, Gamal, Henry, and who is this? Paula, yes. I remember these few people, these are the people. But yeah, how old were you? Let's be serious. You know, so God wants you to go also and find some 15-year-olds. Yes, it's not. We are not looking for contractors or businessmen or importers and exporters of anything. Just children. All ministry starts with children. And it takes humility. No grown-up is going to listen to you. It's children who are going to listen to you. That's why people's churches don't grow, because they want grown-ups. Yes. And our church, you know, we count children. You know, sometimes we separate them, but really the church membership are from age 1 day. If you are born, you are in the church. And then you carry on. You don't have to fill a membership form. You are in the church. All those people are our members. Yes. Wow. Is it fantastic?
It's fantastic.
Is it amazing?
It's amazing.
Is it supernatural?
It's supernatural.
So don't be ashamed of this great work. To be in a little room and you say it's a church. You say you are a pastor. These few people. You say you are a pastor of what? Are you sure you are a pastor? Really? You say you are a worship leader. Your voice is going off course most of the time. No problem. No problem. Don't be shy. God is going to use you. God is going to use you. God is going to use you. And in your town, wherever you are, we are going to win more souls. So seed planting is a very great thing. And anybody who has planted a seed has done a great thing. I'm glad I was involved in the church planting in America, in England. I started a church in England. I came myself. But Richard was one of my first members. How many were we?
We have eight.
Five or eight people.
Yeah. Wow.
Young children. Sir Richard was a young pastor. He was not even married.
Wow.
His beloved was there. That was the first wedding.
Wow.
So we had a wedding in a room. Yeah.
Six people.
Six people attended the wedding. Including the couple. And the officiating minister. So that is 3 people attended and I was there. I did everything as though there was 1,000 people there. Why not? I'm attempting a great thing. I was attempting to start a church in London. It's a great thing to have to start a church in London. Very great thing. And I want to start a church in every country.
Amen.
I don't see any country where I should not start a church before I die out of this world. Do you know any country where I should not be able to start a church? I don't know any country. Yes. And you watch and see. Some of those nations which seem to have closed their doors will be opening up soon. Ask your neighbor who is sitting by you. Are you really going to go anywhere to do anything? I just want to know. Or you are just listening to the preaching like you are listening to the news. Pastor Paul.
Pastor Paul, yes.
What about him?
He should have been in Samoa by now.
God will send somebody to Samoa, don't worry. Why shouldn't we have a church in Samoa? I would have had 500 members in Samoa by now, easily. Yeah. Who is from Samoa here? Rohini? You are from Samoa? Wow. Wow. It's a blessing to serve the Lord, to go all out, to go all out for Jesus. Sit down. Oh, my little church. Let me lay hands on all my church members. Sit down. Lift your hands. Jesus, thank you for your blessing. Thanks for your blessing, Lord Jesus. Thanks for your power. Anoint and use them, Lord. Bless each and every one of them, Lord. Use them for something great. Use them for something good. Send them as seeds, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray for them, Lord. Amen. I got the call of God. Got the call of God. Now, you must decide that you are going to be used as a seed. Or you are going to plant the seed of a church. There are two different things. You become the church. Or you start the church, but you don't see the church becoming big. But you leave the seed of a church. Yes, the seed of a church. And once you plant the seed of a church, then it becomes the church with time. Yes. And so sometimes that's all that God wants you to do, is start the seed of a church. Just, there's a group. You know, because sometimes the group doesn't disappear. It stays on and on and on. And sometimes then at a point it grows. And you wonder, why is it now growing? Yes. I told our church in Nigeria, one day they will be one of the biggest churches in Nigeria. I always tell them. And the church has been there for some years. Now it's beginning to just grow. It's just suddenly beginning to grow. Yes. And our buildings, we are beginning to have more buildings in Nigeria. I always tell them, you will be one of the biggest churches in this country. Yeah. So you need somebody to plant the seed of a church, or you yourself be the seed. of the church, and the church grows around you. It's possible. Possible. Tahiti? Possible. Jesus. Thanks for Tahiti. Use him, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beautiful. These are great things, though. I'm talking about attempting great things, not average things. These are not average things. These are great things. Let me say, attempt great things. This is what I'm talking about, attempting great things for God. Yeah. Your days are numbered. You won't have that chance in heaven. How many know Stevie Wonder? Stevie Wonder? I just called to say I love Stevie Wonder. One day he came to our church. Yeah. One day he came to our church. And when he was church, we said, why doesn't he play something, sing something? So, because, you know, he's a Christian. So he came on the stage and then he played the piano. You know how he plays? Because he can't see. So he lifts his head like this and he plays. So when he was playing, there was somebody in church who was also a pianist, somebody who could play. But Stevie Wonder was playing on stage. We had a piano on stage. And the person made a comment about Stevie Wonder. Do you want to know the comment that he made about what Stevie Wonder was doing? Are you sure you really want to know? Yeah. I'll tell you if you really want to know. Yeah. He said, it's not that Stevie Wonder is such a great pianist, but it is that he is blind. Because you see, when you are blind, you can't see C, D, E, C sharp, B, F, B flat. You can't see, but he cannot see, but then he can play even though he cannot see. So if they're not seeing and doing something, even if it's not so much, that makes it very great, because you can't see, but you are doing something. That's what makes it very great. That's what makes it great. That's why he's great. Because he can't see, but he's doing. He's trying. Yes. Those who can see are not even doing. So now is your time. One day you will see. The Bible says, before the day star comes. When the day star comes, we know that light is coming. It's over. Even now I can see the day star coming. It's soon going to be over in this world. And when it comes, we all see the devil clearly. We'll see who is the Antichrist. We'll see heaven, hell, this, the truth, everything will be so clear, because we'll see the other world. Everything will be made clear. Yeah. There'll be no like faith. I love God. No, no. Love me. You lost your chance to love me. Yeah. You know, one day, I'll tell you a story. There was a certain great person in a certain country whose name begins with a G. Well, I told you the alphabet this time. The last time I didn't tell you which alphabet. Now, this person, you know how the royal family is in England, like how they have their wedding. Many countries have something like a royal family. Many countries have something like a royal family. Now, the thing about this royal family is that you can't see who is going to be the next king. So, the king, the next king, may be a Mulliganos. Do you know Mulliganos? Yeah. Mulliganos is like not non-scoring person, somebody who is not great. So the next king may be someone you wouldn't even suspect that this person could ever be great. But then when the king dies, he can be picked So one day, the king died in this country whose name begins with a G. And the new king was selected from out of nowhere. Suddenly some odd person was suddenly being made the king. And who is going to be the wife? The girls that had been there before. I'm just making the story so that a little bit. In the days when he was nobody, there were people that had been with him and they said, "Hey, you man, you are nothing. Man, I don't stay with nobodies, man. I don't stay with nothings." And they walked away. They said, "You are nobody, man. Nobody. I don't want to stay with a nobody. You got no money. I have to look after you, man. I don't want a man I have to look after. I want a man who will look after me." Wow. And they walked away from him. But when he became the king, they all came running back. Remember. But the king said, "I don't want you. When I was in darkness, you walked away. When I was down, you walked away." And that's why some of us have to stay with our wives. Because when we were nobodies, they were there. When we looked like skeletons, they like us. When we were skeletons, they married skeletons. Pure skeletons. Do you know what a skeleton is? Like a pure skeleton, you can see the bones are walking. Like the bones are oiled, oily bones. And they married you in your oily bones. They married us in our oily bones. Hey. And now things are a little better. You want to leave her? No, no, no. It can't work that way. So, he said, "When I was in darkness, you didn't stay with me." So he went for somebody else. And they were so disappointed. Hey, they were hoping, "Please, take me back. Take me back, oh King dear Lord, to the place where I used to be. Take me back. Take me back, oh King, where I used to be." But a king didn't want somebody who wasn't with them when they were in their darkness. So now our King of Kings is coming. And he's going to look and say, "You, when it was darkness, you didn't believe me? You didn't want no nothing to do. I said there was mansion in heaven. You said you didn't want no mansion. You went around building other mansions. I told you, go do my work. So you want me now? You see the Lord. Say, Lord, I know you. Say, I don't know you. I don't know you. You know me? I don't know you. When did we talk last time? When things were all dark, you didn't want to have no nothing to do with me. You want to now be big around me. You see that now the Lord of Lords and the King is more important than that person you were working for. You have listened to me. I showed you how to attempt great things. You didn't want to do no NATO for me. Now you want to be high up there. And you start singing, Lord, Lord, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I used to be. No, no, say, Lord, you say, I don't know you. I don't want you near me. Go back, go back, go back. Ashes, clear this guy. Ashes, you are too slow. Move this one. Don't touch me. Because when it's dark, like now it's dark, now it's dark. You know, it's dark. One time I was in Germany. I lay down on my bed. I checked in. Nice hotel, huh? Middle of Germany. Nice hotel. Everything beautiful. I lay down on my bed and I looked up to the ceiling like this. Then the ceiling just parted. And then I saw demons flying between the ceiling and the roof. Yeah, the ceiling just vanished. It didn't vanish. It sort of like dissolved this way. And I saw. So, you see, in the spirit, there's so many creatures, so many things happening. If you could see them, you see what is going on, many things. And this is the darkness we are in. And it's in this darkness that God sends his word to you. And he says, here I am. Attempt great things. Try with your weakness what you are like and how you have difficulty and all the problems. Try to do something for me with your life. Yes. And you say, Lord. You take it as a joke. You take camps as jokes. There's no joke here. Maybe you don't know me. You may laugh, but I tell you, you can ask the people that are close to me. I rarely joke. No, you don't see me joking. Everything is serious. I'm serious. It may be funny to you, but because many things are funny, many things are absurd. Many things are ridiculous. They are ridiculous and absurd. That's why we laugh, because it's so stupidly funny. Oh, yes. Same story. So one day, we are all going to be trying to suck up to the Lord and say, Lord, remember me? Jesus said, many shall come in that day and say, Lord, remember me. I did great works in your name. Jesus said, I don't know you. And now it's possible that those guys were lying. Because he never said they were telling the truth. He said, Lord, remember I cast out devils in your name. Jesus, I don't know you. You said you cast out devils. Personally, I've not seen you doing anything. I don't know. I don't even know you. How could you have been casting out devils in my name? You liar. Lord, I work for you. And you work for me in Australia. You forgot what I tried to send you. You know how many islands have people dying and gone to hell because you wouldn't move your ass. Excuse the language. Yeah, I didn't know which other word to use. Apart from the word ass. You know how many people went to hell because you wouldn't open your mouth? You wouldn't witness? You wouldn't live to talk about Jesus? You know how many people went to hell because you wouldn't just speak? You thought it was just a family thing? You thought hell was a joke? Hell is real. So, church, it's time for us to believe, and believe now. Yeah, let's do something great for God. You know, if the world had 100 people, only 100 people, 60 of them would come from Asia. 60. If the world had 100 people only, 60 of them would come from Asia. You know, look at the huge world. We are so little in this world. And God wants to use us in just some little small corner. 60% of the world is made of Asians. India, China, Mongolia, Thailand, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Korea, Japan, Indonesia. That's 60% of the whole world. Yes. This little part here, we are like 3%. Small, it's a small thing. 60 of them would come from Asia. 13 would come from Africa. 12 would come from Europe. 9 would come from South America. And the rest from the islands. Finished. We are so small. And God said, okay, can you just take this little part? So, Lord, remember I know you did what for me? You cast out the... If you cast out devils for Jesus, you think he wouldn't know you? Come on, let's be serious. Liars. People are going to come and say, I'm the one who did this. You know, even me, I meet people who say, oh, you know, I know your father. Oh, you know, I was what? You know, I did this. I was at the beginning of the church. You know, you know, I'm related to you. You know, I was at the beginning of the church in this and that. And I said, really? You were at the beginning of the church? I don't know you. You liar. You were not in the beginning of the church. You were passing by. You didn't join. You passed through. You never joined. That's criticizing us. Now you come and say, I, you know, I was there. I supported you. I always knew that God had called you. He's been my church all along and this and that. Rubbish. I never knew you. So I want to encourage everybody here. You know, don't think of doing something so big. The great thing is to plant the seed. That's a very great thing. It's small, but it's a great thing. Don't be thinking, oh, I'm going to stand in front of 1,000 people. No. The little seed you plant, that's the great thing. That's the great thing, because it's going to become a great tree. That little fellowship you start, that little church you start, that work you get involved, that's the great thing. That is what is great. That's what's great. So, seeds. You are a seed. You can plant a seed. A book is a seed. Preaching is a seed because you are giving the word. So when you become a preacher, you are planting seeds. Preaching is seed planting. You see, as I'm talking, it's planting a seed. Look, camps, I can preach for 3 days, and out of all the seeds I sow, one person, like Peter, will come and say, oh, you know, Mr. Bishop man, can I see you? I said, yeah, you can see me. What is it? I want to give myself. I want to go. I said, really? Are you serious? Because a lot of people talk, they are not serious. I'm serious. So, okay, go. And they go. They go. So after all my seed sowing, I get one little fruit. Because I'm sowing seeds. I can point to you camp after camp. After each camp, I have sometimes one person, sometimes two people. The rest, no. Yeah. Seed sowing. A book is a seed. Many things are seeds. And we must be involved in the seed planting. All of you must know how to give a book to somebody. All the books I've written, there are churches, if you give somebody just one seed, book. You know, one of my little girls, she went, she saw a pastor, and she gave him a book, Mega Church. He was shocked, and he read it. Today he has a big church, and he always refers to me. And he also refers to the little girl who gave him the book. Yeah. So I have something to do with his church, and the little girl also has something to do with the church, because she sowed the seed of a book. Amen. Today God is calling you, and He's calling you to give yourself all out to Him.
But I didn't
sit down.
Wanna go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got the call of God, but I didn't wanna go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. From the time that I was young, I knew that God had called me. I used to say that I would be a preacher, but when I grew up, I changed my mind. I changed the vision for my life. I didn't wanna go all out with God. Call of God, but I didn't want to go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got the call of God, oh, but I didn't want to go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Then I had many relationships that drew my heart away from God. They took me away from the call of the mission. Before I knew it, I was down and out. I was too soft for the work of God. I had no more zeal for the things of God. But I didn't want to go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got the call of God, oh, but I didn't want to go that far. So then I gave myself to schooling. I wanted to study more and more. I said to myself, if I had many degrees, I'd really be rich, all my dreams would come true. I was all out for education, but I didn't wanna go all out with God. Whoa. I got the call of God, but I didn't wanna go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got the call of God, oh, but I didn't wanna go that far. Mm-mm-mm. I felt that God should wait for me while I sort myself out. I said, when I am old, when I retire, I'll serve the Lord. But life goes by so very quickly. Circumstances killed my vision for God. Why didn't I wanna go that far with God? Whoa. I got the call of God, but I didn't wanna go that far. Mm-mm-mm. I got the call of God, oh, but I didn't wanna go that far. Mm-mm-mm. How can I turn around and do what I didn't wanna do? Why was I so wise in my own eyes? Now that I'm old, I wish I'd listened to the call. I wish I'd said yes, but Pharaoh not let me go. Why didn't I wanna go that far with God? Whoa, 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 whoa. I got the call of God, but I didn't wanna go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got the call of God, but I didn't wanna go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So let me tell you, my friend, when you hear the call of God into full-time ministry, say yes, make haste, take up your cross, yeah. There's no time to lose, there's no time to fool around. Your life is a vapor, it vanishes so very quickly. If you don't believe me, you'll end up singing the same song. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Call of God, but you didn't wanna go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know you got the call of God, oh, but you didn't wanna go that far. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You got the call of God, but you didn't wanna go that far.
Ida got such a song for you. Is it not amazing?
It's amazing.
It's as if God is talking to you. Wow. If you don't believe it, you will end up singing the same song. I got a call of God, but I didn't want to go that far. It's like, that's too far. They are taking the church thing too far. It's spoiling my life.
I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. There is nothing I can't do for the Lord. There is nowhere that's too far. There's no battle I can't fight. Ready at 20. Let's give ourselves to this glorious mission unreservedly. Let us never think that our time, our strength, our families are our own. Let us dedicate them all to God and to His Word. Let us give ourselves wholly, that our profiting may appear ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God.
Listen. William Carey, listen to his words. Listen.
Are we justified in staying here?
Right here.
While so many are perishing.
Many.
Without means of grace in other lands. We must take every chance of doing good to the lost. Oh yeah. We'll be laboring. We'll be traveling day and night.
This is William Carey.
Ready at 20.
These are his words.
I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God.
Day and night. Young ones, old ones, we'll be traveling day and night. We'll be laboring for God.
We must instruct.
Listen to William Carey, he's talking.
We must teach, exhort, rebuke, and preach the word.
This is what he said. He wrote it in his book.
With all long-suffering and an anxious desire for the lost.
An anxious desire for the lost.
We must be instant in prayer for the pouring out of the sweet Holy Spirit upon all the people. Ready at 20.
I'm ready. Are you ready? Yeah.
I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. Worthwhile to push ourselves with all our might in promoting the gospel and the kingdom of our Christ. Ready at 20.
Oh. William Carey.
I'll be ready at 20.
The famous missionary. He said we must go.
Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God.
Adoniram Jackson. Listen to Adoniram Jackson.
God is gracious.
God is gracious.
Do not run away from him.
This is the famous missionary.
A few more days.
Few more days.
And our work down here will be done.
Oh.
When it's done for eternity. Your life spent is irrevocable. It remains to be contemplated, yeah, through all eternity. Ready at 20.
Adoniram.
Oh, yeah.
Adoniram.
I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war.
He died in Burma.
Ready at 20.
His body was thrown into the sea.
I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God.
Trying to come back home. No one buried him. He was eaten by the fishes. You can see. Yeah. He said, I'm not tired of my life.
The days go by.
Listen to him.
And they are gone forevermore.
Wow.
It is too late.
Too late.
To mend the days that are past. Each day must be marked with such usefulness and be clothed with such a garment that we will love to wear for all eternity. Oh, yeah. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. I'll be ready at 20, ready to preach. I'll be ready at 20, ready to teach. I'll be ready at 20, ready to pray. I'll be ready at 20, ready to fast. I'll be ready at 20,
yes,
ready to serve.
Oh, oh.
I'll be ready at 20, I'll be ready to travel. I'll be ready at 20,
ready,
I'll be ready to go. I'll be ready at 20,
ready to fight.
I'll be ready at 20, I'll be ready to build. I'll be ready at 20, ready to witness, ready to help, ready to serve, ready to pray, ready to fast, ready to work for God, ready to go all out.
Wow. Sit down. Attempt great things for God. Number 6. Attempt great